You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we've got up next, James, you've got a piece, haven't you?
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Yes, so last Wednesday, a judgment was dismissed by the High Court of Justice surrounding their accommodation provided targeted rate, which was introduced in 2017 to help benefit tourism in Auckland. The APTR is charged to hotels, motels, Airbnbs, or just anywhere that's rented for over 28 days a year or more, with a change in rate depending on the number of days the accommodation is rented out for. This rate, combined with money from ratepayers, is helping fund events such as the Women's Rugby World Cup and New Zealand Fashion Week. I started off by asking Auckland Mayor Phil Goff about how the targeted rate works.
Well, the accommodation provider targeted rate was brought in 2017 to help fund the money that the ratepayer previously had been spending on organising events and marketing New Zealand, Auckland specifically, as a tourist destination. And I thought, well, look, you know, there are people who are direct beneficiaries of this. When we run an event like the Masters Games, we create tens of thousands of bed nights for the accommodation industry. So why is the ratepayer meeting the cost of that rather than those who are direct beneficiaries of the work that we're doing meeting a fair share, their fair share of the cost? So we bought that in. It raises about $14.5 million a year. And if the judgment had have been that it was not a reasonable rate, then, of course, we would either have had to have stopped organising those events or marketing those events, or put it back as an impost on the general ratepayer, who was not a direct financial beneficiary of the money being spent. The accommodation industry has done really well out of the events that we organise. When we bring, you know, somebody to town that and we have organised and spent money on organising an event, and thousands of people come to Auckland for that event and stay, you know, we know that the hotel room rates in the vicinity of whatever's being organised will go through the sky. Suddenly they'll be charged a whole lot more. We know the industry as a whole does really well out of the combined events and marketing that we provide. So it's only fair that they should contribute towards the cost of that. And the judge decided that the rate that we had imposed was reasonable, that the consultation that we'd undertaken was proper, and the way in which we'd reached the decision and implemented it was not something that he could criticise. And I very much welcome that decision, and I think most Aucklanders will do. When we surveyed Aucklanders about at the time we wanted to bring the accommodation provider targeted rate in, well over two-thirds of those that made submissions to the council expressed their support for it. As a user pays rate that fairly landed the costs where the benefits were greatest.
Now, who had filed this decision against the targeted rate, against the council, and why?
There was a small group of probably quite powerful hotel chains. Certainly it will cost them money, notwithstanding the fact that I'm sure most of them pass on that targeted rate to the visitor that's using the accommodation. They were worried that if we succeeded, that might be a precedent for other councils around the country, and it may well be. But it was, you know, they were basically saying in the discussions I had with some of them, well, we want you to keep organising the events, we want you to keep marketing the city, but by the way, the general ratepayer should pay for it, not us. Now, I had a different view, and I think my view was supported not only by a majority of councillors who supported the rate being levied, but also the vast majority of Aucklanders.
Now, are these events being fully funded by this targeted rate, or are the ratepayers still having some of their rates being put towards these events?
No, certainly the ratepayers will continue to fund an element of the cost of events, and that may be justified by the fact that the events that we put on are also obviously for the benefit of Aucklanders. They love the opportunity to go along and attend some of the events, whether they be concerts or sporting events. And in some cases, when we organise events like Pacifica, probably the majority of people going to Pacifica will be people from Auckland itself. But we know that with the events that we're organising, and I've used some of the examples of what we'll be doing in the future, that they will be of huge benefit to the industry. We've got the World Rally Championships, for example, coming up, first time in 8 years, that we have the Rally of New Zealand here in Auckland. At the end of next year, we've got the Round the World Ocean Race stopover. Next year, we've got the Women's Rugby World Cup, the annual Winter Festival. We've got annual events like the New Zealand Fashion Week. All of these things bring people to Auckland, collectively, they create thousands and thousands of bed nights that the accommodation providers benefit directly from.
Now, companies like Airbnb are known like internationally for sort of somewhat avoiding taxes or sort of stepping around it. Does the council have any future plans to make sure that they sort of crack down even more and pay their due diligence?
Well, we have extended the targeted rate and the application of a business rate to Airbnb, where Airbnb is being run as a commercial venture, not just, you know, a family letting out occasionally a room in their house. And if you are providing short-term accommodation for financial reward in Airbnb, you are then doing exactly the same as a motel or a hotel, and it's only fair that you should be treated in the same way. Now, there is a challenge as we build up the database of those providing Airbnb, and I just want to, you know, emphasise the point again. This is not if you let a room in your house, but if you let the whole house and you're doing it on a commercial basis so that you're making quite a lot of money out of it, then you can expect to be treated in the same way as somebody letting out a motel room or a hotel room. And we are gradually building up the database. We would certainly like it if there was a requirement, and maybe the government will do this in regard to ensuring that people are fairly paying tax on their income if they're working commercially. To have a database of those that are providing the service would be helpful to local government, but that's a matter for central government to legislate for if they choose to.
Sweet. And are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I think that covers it pretty well. The decision that the judge reached was very clear and very strong, and it was that the rate is a reasonable measure for council to take, that we made the decisions in a proper manner according to the Local Government Act, and we consulted on them properly. So on every count, council won this, and I hope that we can now just move on and ensure that the revenue that we gain from the targeted rate is used for the purposes of boosting the economy in Auckland, of which the major beneficiary is certainly the accommodation provider. People had said, oh, if you do something like this, people will stop building hotel and motel rooms. Well, you know, in the 2 years after the rate was introduced, we have been building record numbers of hotel rooms. In fact, running at about 1,000 a year at the moment, which is unprecedented in Auckland's history. That's because tourism is booming in the city, and certainly the accommodation provider targeted rate has not been a disincentive to people to continue to provide that accommodation. It just means that they're paying a fair share of the cost of marketing the city. And you could add into that, I guess, also that, you know, when tourists come to the city, of course they're welcome here and that's part of our economy, but they also create a demand for greater infrastructure. So, you know, the accommodation rate is pretty much like a visitor levy because it's passed on to the visitor, and the visitor meets a proportion of the cost of the services that they're provided with when they're here living in our city.
Sweet. Thank you for your time.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.